With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hamas is denouncing an Israeli plan to send in its military to take charge of Gaza City. The Israeli Security Cabinet authorized the action, while also clearing the way for additional aid to Palestinian civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel wants to see a Hamas-free government in Gaza, an Arab government that will not threaten Israel. The two Pennsylvania state troopers were answering the call. They were responding to a report of shots fired in Thompson, northeast Pennsylvania.
Upon their arrival, they were immediately fired upon and ambushed. They are very lucky to be alive. Trooper Parashinsky was able to place a tourniquet on Trooper Jenkins, and despite both of their patrol cars being riddled with bullets, a third trooper was able to get in and evacuate them.
And they are expected to survive. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Paris on WNEP-TV. The gunman who shot and killed a neighbor was subsequently shot to death by police. The FBI reportedly set to help Texas track down Democrat state lawmakers. They fled the state to thwart a Republican congressional redistricting plan.
That's according to Republican Senator John Cornyn. He says, quote, Director Kash Patel has approved my request for the FBI to assist state and local law enforcement in locating runaway Texas House Democrats. His statement continued, quote, we cannot allow these rogue legislators to avoid their constitutional responsibilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to arrest any Democrats that participate in the effort.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. It could happen next week, a meeting of Presidents Trump and Putin. Reportedly no decision yet on where it will take place, except that it will be outside of Russia and outside of the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 63 points. This is SRN News. Some new findings about Americans who attend church.
The poll was conducted by the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, and it reveals that while most congregations offer online services, only about one in four people who regularly attend take advantage of that service. Everybody else seems to want to be there in person. The report also indicates that volunteering and giving have rebounded since the days of the pandemic, with 50% of churchgoers volunteering their time and talents at least once a month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing network of madrasas, Islamic religious schools, are filling the gaps in Afghanistan's fractured education system. While public schools still operate in the country, their reach has been weakened by limited resources, teacher shortages, and decades of conflict. In response, many families now turn to madrasas, which critics say are radicalizing an entire generation of Afghanistan's young men, teaching them to hate Jews as well as Christians. This is SRN News. President Donald Trump defends the U.S. economy with charts after job reports showed warning signs of high prices on the way.
Mr. Trump unexpectedly summoned reporters to the Oval Office Thursday to present them with charts that he says show the U.S. economy is solid following a jobs report last week that raised red flags and led to the Republican firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Joining Mr. Trump to talk about the economy was Stephen Moore, a senior visiting fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, and the co-author of the 2018 book, Trumponomics. Moore sought to elevate Mr. Trump's performance as president and diminish the economic track record of former President Joe Biden. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal judge in Miami is ordering a temporary two-week halt in ongoing construction projects taking place at Florida's Alligator Alcatraz Migrant Detention Centers in response to a lawsuit brought by environmental groups and others. More details at srnnews.com.